It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
Oh, you're supposed to ah there.
Ba-dum, ba-dum.
I just watched Pulp Fiction the other day.
Looking back on the track for a little green bag.
Although this is from...
Got to find just the kind or losing my mind.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, this is Reservoir Dogs.
It's all about weed. Or right. actually, it's not about weed.
It's not weed. It's...
Jewels.
Yeah.
About a bag of jewels. Looking back on the track for a little green bag. But it also is marijuana.
Yeah. I just watched Pulp Fiction the other day, and I'm like, wow, I forgot what a good movie this was.
I forgot where I heard this too, but I heard all these weird things. Did you hear that when they showed the preview of that, Wes Craven walked out of the movie theater when they cut off his ear?
Oh, for Reservoir
I heard
Dogs.
That, yeah, for Reservoir,
Reservoir Dogs.
Dogs.
Really?
Yep.
Huh. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Surprises me. I mean, Wes Craven's like the king of movie gore.
I guess he just wasn't craving violence right then. Listen, it's like, okay. So if I'm walking by a kid's.
No, wait, I'm not done.
Are you done yet?
No, I'm done.
Are you sure?
It was so funny.
Okay, I just need to make sure.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm done.
Okay, we got an AED. We got an AED in the other room.
Nope,
if you need it. Okay.
I'm good.
So I don't remember. What I was
yeah, I know. See, I do that now to specifically derail you because you made such a terrible, terrible pun.
It wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
It wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
No.
It was obvious.
No.
He wasn't craving violence.
Oh my God, so good.
No. I think the difference is Wes Craven's gore is such, it's so make-believe. It's like, there's no way this is ever going to happen.
It's just such a shame that he walked out. What a Wes. See, that one's worse. That one's worse.
What
now I showed
Wes?
You worse. Like waste.
Yeah.
See.
That was
worse,
even worse.
Worse. Worse. I'm telling you. So
that was even worse.
See, so what I'm telling you is that I'm better than you think I am because the first one was better.
No, just because you tell a really bad one doesn't make the other one less bad. It just makes this one more bad. And the other one wasn't even so bad as it was just so obvious.
Well, see, that's why. Sometimes it just has to be done.
No,
Yes, sometimes. Listen, I am so sorry. Okay, but just sometimes it has to happen. It does. Sometimes you need to burn parts of the forest in order to save it. Same deal.
Okay.
It has to happen sometimes. Listen to the pressure.
Like, honestly, what would happen to you if you just didn't tell bad puns? Like, seriously, would you die?
No, but probably like if I wasn't allowed to do punny stuff, then probably like around Thursday afternoon, I would just be like, Wes Craven, go pull up. It would just be that.
Don't you tell your kids bad puns? Like, you could tell your kids puns. Like get it out then. You could just be like, hey.
He doesn't get it.
Leonardo, did you hear? Did you hear Wes Craven walked out of the trailer for Reservoir Dogs? He just wasn't craving it. And you know your kid will laugh.
So you'll call dad jokes.
So you'll get the relief of telling the bad pun, and then you'll get the enjoyment of having another human being laugh at said bad pun. See, you do it here, and all you do is get frustrated because I can't laugh at a bad pun.
Why?
Because they're not funny. And it's like going to karaoke, and when someone is singing and they're just really, really, really bad,
mm-hmm.
you can't applaud for them because otherwise you're just encouraging them to do it again.
Well, you know, sometimes you just need to be more encouraging. I don't know why you're, you know, I don't know. I mean, besides, I have plenty of good dad jokes that I can go. Besides, he really like. Do you know his favorite thing right now is to do? Burping.
Okay.
Oh my God, this is a fight. This is like, this may cause divorce between my wife, is that she is anti-burping. And I'm
most women
pro
are.
Burping.
Most women don't care for burping.
So the best was, we went out to pizza before we came here.
Mm-hmm.
And we were sitting there, and my son was eating pizza, and the guy came over and said, if we want anything else, my son looked him right in the eye and went, bah! Excuse me. Which is outstanding. But my wife was mortified. And so I had to actually go outside because I was laughing so hard that I was about to stop breathing, and she was going to get mad at me because I'm not allowed to see the kid is not allowed to see me laughing at some of the stuff he talks about, and about burping and farting.
Well, it encourages him to do both.
Yeah. Listen, keep a better out than in, I always say. I'm serious.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had more family stuff to talk about.
Oh, you know, I can tell you that did you hear what my dad told me?
Oh, please tell me.
Well, he was telling me about the guy who invented the lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, he was saying that, you know, he worked from poverty and worked so long and hard just trying to, you know, make his way in the world. And finally, he finally realized his goal and he made a mint.
I'm done!
Yay!
I'm
done! We're done!
No
okay,
more.
No more. All right.
Boo!
Boo! All right. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. I may be sorry.
I knew that was a bad pun.
It wasn't a bad.
It was a terrible pun.
It was a bad. Okay.
And I could see it coming. That's why I couldn't even look at you.
Big Fuzz.
Oh my God!
Do you want? Can I give you something? Can I just give you something?
Oh God!
I give you something?
No.
Can I give you something?
What?
I was looking over the Broncos lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at today.
Yes.
And I believe that the Broncos are going to be 11-5, 12-4, and they're going to win the AFC West, and they're going to go to the Super Bowl.
I believe with the addition of Jamal Charles, they will go 11-5. I had them at 10-6. I think based on the draft and this and Jamal Charles, they will win an extra game. They'll go 11-5, I don't know if they go to the Super Bowl.
Well, if they go 12-4, then they'll win.
They'll get home field advantage. In which case, they probably will go to the Super Bowl.
But the thing is that I believe that they have solved the offensive line problem.
I'm not so sure about that.
I am.
But we have better running backs, and we have mm-hmm. a better offensive coordinator, so we can afford for Bowles to suck.
I've been saying this for a long time, and I will continue to jump on the butt bandwagon.
The Bowles bunwet bandwagon?
The butt bandwagon.
Well, Butt's not going to be a big contributor early on.
He's going to be ready for the start of training camp. And
oh.
He's going to be start. They have said that he is.
They said August.
They look for him to be ready by the start of training camp.
He may participate in training camp, but he won't be ready to go full on until earliest August.
I think he'll be surprised.
I'd love to be surprised.
So earlier in his career, he tore the other ACLU.
Right.
ACL. He came back and became, you know, he was the Mackey Award winner this year.
Right.
Devastating guy, made great outs. So he, first of all, knows how to rehab. Two, understands what it takes not only to get back into shape, but into peak physical condition to come back. And plus with the addition of all the, it's not much different these days, but the medical availability.
The technology that's
available to these pros is ridiculous.
Right.
They will get the best care. They will get the best care.
No, I have no doubt.
And he's a guy that can block and he can catch, which is something we don't have right now. I wish it could be Virgil Green, but he doesn't.
The only thing we're disagreeing
he doesn't run good
about,
routes.
The only thing we're disagreeing about is I don't think he's going to be ready to play on opening day.
Okay, I'm telling you, he's going to be ready.
It's going to be a miracle. It'll be a miracle.
Oh, sorry, that was History of the World part. I'm sorry.
What was that?
That was me. I'd like to apologize. That was me having a flashback to History of the World Part 1 from Mel Brooks.
Uh-huh.
Where the horse in the Roman times was named Miracle, and every time we need a miracle, I was Wah! So I would like to apologize for that.
Don't apologize. It's just, it is.
I can't help it.
No, it is awe-inspiring. The minutia that you have that just randomly comes out and makes a connection that nobody else in the world will
make.
Can
I tell
you,
there's one cab driver right now who just crashed his cab because that was the funniest thing he ever heard.
Well, then,
Miracle.
Sir,
Rawr!
I hope you have insurance.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.